This is the season for a changing of the guard in Washington, of course. It's Senator John Kerry who will be put forth to replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State after Ambassador Susan Rice over at the United Nations withdrew her name in the face of Senate opposition. Chuck Hagel is going to face some opposition as the choice for Defense Secretary. John Brennan, though, will likely have smooth sailing heading over to the CIA. We've also noted this week that Timothy Geithner will need a replacement when he leaves his post as Treasury Secretary, perhaps as early as this month. But the Obama second-term cabinet meeting just might be a lonelier place for the president. Among the new faces, no one of color and no women so far in the senior posts. Joining us now, Marie Wilson, a women's leadership advocate who is the founder of the White House Project, a New York-based nonprofit group. Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So does someone need to give President Obama some binders full of women to get a little more diversity in his cabinet?
Well, it's interesting because President Obama has had really, really competent women in very different positions. So I think this is a surprise. I had a hard time when I looked at the Times this morning even finding Valerie Jarrett's leg. So we've got women there who are still very good women. But, yeah, I don't know if we need binders, but we were hoping for people like Michelle Flournoy and defense, and we didn't get it.
And Valerie Jarrett is a senior domestic advisor for the president, and that's not a position that's open to Senate confirmation or that would be in the senior cabinet, right?
Right. What you had in his first term was evidence that he's very comfortable with difference. You know, he did have Secretary of State. He did have Susan Rice. He had people who were extraordinarily different for those positions. I think what the disappointment is now is not that there aren't going to be women. You still have Janet Napolitano, who is a tremendous woman, but you've got these top positions that have traditionally been white male, probably going again unless something really dramatic happens to white men, particularly, again, at a time when we have so much research about the value of diversity in making good decisions. And the decisions that we need the best decisions on are those three areas. And to not have more diversity at the table, I think, is a loss for the country. And I don't quite understand it.
Do you think there's some virtue, though, in mixing it up a little bit in the second term, in the sense that in the Supreme Court, Thurgood Marshall's position is now presumed to be an African-American position, and so Clarence Thomas holds it, and you've got women-to-women transfers in the Supreme Court that sets you up for a kind of quota system if you stay with those precedents?
Well, I actually think that it's been so long that we haven't been in the mix, and I think we haven't benefited from not having people who are different in that mix, that I'm not worried about that. I'm more concerned that, first of all, women, and particularly women of color, were responsible for his election and to a great degree. And I think it would be good if there were, again, women who were representing real difference and bringing different viewpoints to the table in those positions. I'm not too worried about mixing it up. I think you can mix it up and still, you know, get those folks. And these are the appointments that really do make a significant change. When you are dealing with other countries and the international deals have to do with the status of women in those countries, and more women are in positions of power in those countries, it's great to have a woman, you know, leading these things.
Before we go, do you think President Obama believes this is a lapse on his part?
I have no idea. I don't know. I think he's a man who thinks things through very carefully. I think his wife is a really strong woman. There's a reason, I'm sure, that he's done this, but it doesn't mean that all of us have to, we don't know that reason, nor does it seem right. You know, you really are sending messages that I think are unfortunate, that there aren't people in the pipeline. There are people in those pipelines, and there are women in those pipelines. And that's the unfortunate part.
Right, right. Diversity issue there from Marie Wilson, the founder of the White House Project, a New York-based nonprofit group monitoring the senior positions in the Obama second term. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.